a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 7th, and you are joined and listening to the Joint Committee on Appropriations here this morning. Earlier, the Subcommittee on Revenue Projections met at 8 o'clock, and we are here now to listen to their report and to adopt their recommendations. Before we do that, I'd like to welcome the Pages. Would you come up and introduce yourself again? Somebody help him out there a little bit.
Max Kennedy from Delmont. Going to go to a college. I'm undecided. Political science pre-law.
Thank you, Max. Welcome to Appropriations. Remind everybody to turn off their cell phones, please. And Secretary, will you call the roll?
Sutton.
Here.
Haverly.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Nerfstrup.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Putnam.
Aye. Here.
Rampelberg. Dennert.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
Bolin.
Here.
Ramkema.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
White.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. I think at this point I will ask the chair of the Subcommittee on Revenue Projections, Representative Carson, to give us a report of what they did this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the committee met at 8 o'clock this morning. We took the revenue projections from the BFM and the LRC. We went down through them line by line. We worked through, we had, I thought, a very good input on each line and why we, and I think we discussed it in quite some depth why we chose this number. Sometimes we took the LRC, sometimes we took the BFM, but also there were times when we didn't, we felt as though they were both off somewhat, and we adopted a substitute number. I believe that there was a great deal of conversation on each and every one of them. Probably the only one there wasn't any conversation on was straight across $30 million on the sales tax and cigarettes. There wasn't much to argue about there. We knew that was that figure wasn't going to change on us. But with that, I would open it up to the rest of the committee for their comments.
Further comments from committee members that sat in on the subcommittee for revenue projections? Any comments? Senator Peters?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I would just add that I think we had some great input from LRC and BFM on top of all of the opinions, I guess, of the committee or the subcommittee on that. And I think we came up with a relatively conservative approach to both years.
Any other comments? Representative Dennert?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As our representative Carson spoke, where we sometime took BFM, sometime LRC, and not a lot of discussion on the cigarette tax, but we didn't have a lot of discussion on the CRP one either because it zeroes all the way through. But with that, I think, you know, I had my input where I thought it was necessary, and we came to a mutual understanding on the interest income and different issues like that. So I'm very content with where we're at. Shooting a bullet a year and a half in advance is kind of tough at this time for the 12, and I assume we're talking about 12 right now, the first one on the page, or you could refer it to both of them. But thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments? Are there any questions of the subcommittee? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What was the, for the chair or the committee members of the subcommittee, what was the logic behind using the BFM sales and use tax? I have a couple of questions that follow up just so I can have an understanding.
Which fiscal year are you talking about?
We're on 12. 12 right
12?
Now.
On 12. Any members of the subcommittee? Senator Peters? Yes, Senator Tiedemann?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And the question on why we chose the LR or BFM number versus LRC, basically we had seen the numbers going back to what the Joint Committee had adopted a year ago. We looked at the what the governor had projected in January 19th, and then we looked at what both had projected, and we felt that we were a little more conservative in this number than either one of what we went with the Bureau of Finance and Management number because we felt that the trend was not continuing at such a steep incline as what it had the previous 18 months, and so we were backing it off.
Well, let me, if I could, Mr. Chair, follow up with another question. What was, do you know what the percentage of growth was or what it's predicted to be to end FY11? You know about what you guys figured, or, I mean, I can maybe do it in my head. I am on appropriations, but that doesn't mean I can do percentages.
So you're looking at 11 now?
You're right. But here's the question. Maybe you can answer it. I'll try and put it in a form that makes sense. But because we've had a little bit more, obviously, both BFM and LRC predict more than what we had ended session with last year in sales and use tax. Are you basing your decision on FY11 at all as it projects out to FY12? In other words, do you have the same percentage of growth, or what was the percentage? I know last year when we had the committee, we were looking at about, I want to say, 3% growth. So you see where I'm asking?
Okay. And Mr. Chair, I think some of the discussion we had when the numbers were presented to us as well, Senator, that there was a fairly large increase in December and January, about a 14% increase, and we didn't see that as being sustainable because of some of the things going on in the ag field where a lot of producers were spending that money prior to the end of the calendar year so that they could take advantage of 179, and so they were making large purchases, and you take 4% times $500,000 in equipment sales just for a producer, that had a significant impact on the revenue coming in. As indicated when Bureau of Finance and Management presented to us last week, they said that the February numbers were not coming in at 14%, that it was trending down more towards 8. But we felt comfortable that we had like 8 or 9 months of revenue dollars in, and felt that that's why we chose a number that was a little closer to the Legislative Research Council, going with $704 million, but down from the $706 that they had projected. So we took a conservative approach of those.
One more follow-up, Mr. Chair, if I could. Okay, we're back on to FY12 now, and I see that you came closer to an adoption of on the property tax reduction fund of the BFM. What was the main reason for the differential between BFM and LRC as far as, and why you chose that number?
Senator Peters, you want to answer that?
Yep, I'll take that question. Essentially, if you look at the LRC proposal for the property tax reduction fund, in both the 11 and the 12, there was no adjustment for the smoking ban and the video lottery. And so that's why we thought we would hang a little tighter with BFM on this, as they're seeing some downward trends in some of that area. We kind of continued on that view, I guess you'd say, in 2012, where we adopted a number that was just slightly higher than BFM. We're hoping that it comes back a little bit more.
Representative Carson.
Senator Haverly, another thing that we took in consideration, that we just got done with two major wind farm construction projects, which would drive the sales tax, some of the sales tax numbers also.
Say that again. I was looking down at one other thing when you were saying, say that again.
The state's just completed two major wind farm projects, which would also have somewhat of an effect on the sales and use tax numbers, and that was one of the considerations I was given to it.
Awesome.
Yeah, Representative Boland, then Senator Tiedemann.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my only concern on any of these numbers is with the property tax reduction fund funded essentially by the video lottery. And representing North Sioux City, I know that those establishment owners there are struggling right now. So that's my only concern about any of these numbers. Thank you.
Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And staying on that same line, the property tax reduction fund, the other concern that the committee discussed was the impact, what's going to happen in Iowa, and the impact it'll have on the machines located in Sioux Falls and North Sioux City within that area. But, you know, we also felt that that was too soon to really predict. Based on what I found, I think that they still cannot smoke in Iowa either. So they're both hit with the same impact there.
Senator Hyman, did you have a question earlier?
Okay. Just to make sure everybody understands that smoking is allowed in casinos in Iowa. It will be allowed in the Large Food Casino, to the best of my knowledge. Thank you.
Senator Haberle?
Yes, and this little tidbit of information that I get from one of my fellow legislators in Iowa, if things happen as they're coming down for their tax increases in Iowa, and I don't know what the status is because it's been a while, that particular casino is going to be wishing that they weren't in Iowa anymore. And my understanding is that they're going through lots of turmoil already in the decision that they made. I see a lot of head nodding, so obviously other people are tracking that as well. It's not just smoking. There's other implications too, but I appreciate the work the committee's done. This is the last thing I'll probably say. It looks very put together and well thought out. Sounds like they met for at least an hour. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Chair. Hour and a half.
Senator Nostrup and then Senator Heineman.
I guess the first, Mr. Chairman, the question is, what is the expected opening date of the Large Wood Casino?
Would anybody have any input on that? Could you repeat what was said from the audience so that the internet audience would know?
I believe it was this summer, which tells me that the impact will be complete, very profound during the 2012 season or 2012 year. I guess as I look at the projections, and I did sit in on the committee, two things that I worry that have not been factored into the analysis, and that is the impact of the Larchwood Casino, which we've already talked about. And the other thing that has just come upon us very recently is the price of gas, and I worry about that having a major impact that I don't think necessarily shows up in the projections.
Senator Heineman, I think you had a question.
Actually, just a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was something Senator Haverly had asked, and it was kind of a question I had asked, too, that it seemed like we were being a little more aggressive in the FY11 sales tax projections and more cautious in the FY12. And Jason and Jim both probably could give the answer better than I, but I thought it was interesting when they said after a recession, you do have a tremendous amount of pent-up consumer demand, which is why the FY11 is probably going to be a little more aggressive than is the FY12. And the other thing they mentioned is that the withholding tax does expire at the end of calendar year FY11 as well, which is why the FY12 sales tax projection was more cautious than maybe the FY11.
Senator Peters.
Thank you. I guess I'd like to address the gas and the cost of fuel. That was part of the discussion that we had with the sales and use tax number. That's why we went a little bit more conservative in 12 with gas prices approaching $4 pretty darn quick. Obviously, folks are going to have less disposable income for clothing and et cetera. So, I mean, the higher end ticket items are going to be purchased less. People are going to be spending more on fuel. And we're not, I mean, that's part of the reason that we took the lower number on BFM or took the BFM number instead of the LRC number on sales tax for 12.
Further questions? Anybody in the subcommittee can answer this, I guess. On the FY12, the contractor's excise tax, you sided with BFM, and I evidently there's a depreciation schedule that's in effect now for buildings that might have an impact.
Right now, in the year 2000, in 2011, we have a they've taken off the depreciation schedule, which is in the past if you were building a farm shed building type building, you could take 50% of it this year and then 50% over 20 years. The federal government has stepped up and dropped that, and you can take the whole deduction in the year 2011, this year. And I had dinner with a couple contractors over the weekend, and one of the things that they were saying is they already have right now 12 and 13 pole barns, and some of them are very elaborate pole barns, signed contracts to be started to be building. They'd only built 12 pole barns. One of them had only built 12 pole barns in the entire year last year. So there's a great deal of enthusiasm about this number being put out there.
Thank you, Representative Carson. Any more questions of the subcommittee? Any other points of discussion? Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to reiterate, I think the strength of the ag economy, I know it's pretty difficult to factor into the equations, but as good as 2010 was, most people postpone their crop sales receipts until after the first of the year. And so we have not only that, but the amazing increase in crop prices since we went into session. And it isn't just the grain prices. It's also the livestock men are having a marvelous year, too. So I know it's really hard to factor in, but the tax rules are going to be just as beneficial in 11 as they were in 10. And I think if there's any of these categories that anyone is the least bit skittish about, I would certainly fall back on the fact that ag will probably carry the day once again.
Thank you, Representative. Any other comments by any of the committee members? Seeing none, I think we will deal with fiscal year 2012 initially. We will have two roll call votes, one for 2012 adoption and one for the 2011. We will begin with the 2012 adoption, and we call for committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we adopt the 2012 subcommittee on the projection of the income for the year 2012.
Second. We have a motion on the floor and a second to adopt the subcommittee revenue projections for the fiscal year 2012. Any comments on the any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the secretary call the vote.
Sutton.
Aye.
Haberle. Heineman.
Aye.
Nerfstrup.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Dennett.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Haberle. 13 yeas, 1 excuse.
The motion, having received enough votes, was declared passed. We will move on to the fiscal year 2011 budget or revenue proposal. I would call for committee action on fiscal year 11.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend a due pass on the adopted joint committee on the revenue projections for 2011.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and in the committee and a second to adopt the subcommittee's recommendation for fiscal year 11. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the secretary will call the vote.
Sutton.
Aye.
Haberle.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Nerfstrup.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Dennett.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
17 yeas, 1 nay.
Okay, the motion, having received adequate number of votes to be passed, will be adopted and sent on. Thank you very much. Any other issues that we need to discuss here? Senator Rampelberg?
Mr. Chairman, I move the minutes of February 8th.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, yeah, are there any other minutes? Representative Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move the minutes of February 16th.
We have a motion and a second to move the minutes from February 16th. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Are there any other minutes? Representative Dryden.
Yes, February 14th minutes, Valentine's Day.
I read the minutes, and I would move their approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of February 14th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Are we okay now? Okay. Okay, we need to assign for February 23rd. We left off with Representative Rompkema, so it would be Representative White for February 23rd. Representative Junkie for February 24th. Senator Putnam for March 1st. And Senator Tiedemann for March 3rd. And Representative Carson for March 7th. Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned.